Section 4. The Economy of Germany. Economic System Today. Germany has had a strong economy for many years. The government has worked to keep spending under control. Being ranked in the top 20 economies in the world for economic freedom, Germany has stood its ground in the face of hardships. On the economic continuum from pure market economy to pure command economy, Germany has a strong market economy. German businesses have many freedoms and access to free markets with very little government interference. Like most other countries, Germany does impose certain laws of protection for business owners and regulation by government agencies. However, the economy is based on the interaction of consumers and producers to answer the three economic questions that all societies must answer: what to produce, how to produce, and for whom to produce. The German economy is the third largest in the world in terms of GDP and is Europe's largest economy. Germany is a leading exporter of machinery, vehicles, chemicals, and household equipment. It benefits from a highly skilled labor force. Germany's economy has faced challenges in recent years. The aging population and low birth rate have decreased the number of workers in Germany. In recent years, the growth in Germany's economy has also slowed. The government also introduced a minimum wage of about $11.60, 8.5 euros, per hour that took effect in 2015. Stimulus efforts in 2008 and 2009 and tax cuts increased Germany's total budget deficit, shortfall. However, slower spending and higher tax revenues reduced the deficit. By 2012, Germany reached a budget surplus. In other words, the government had money left over after all the expenses to run the country had been paid. In recent years, the budget fluctuated between a surplus and a deficit. Trade. Germany is a global power in worldwide manufacturing and trade. In fact, Germany is one of the prominent producers of steel, iron, coal, machinery, tools, electronics, and automobiles. The exports in Germany add up to more than $2 trillion per year. More than one-fourth of the working population in Germany is employed in manufacturing. The United States, France, and the United Kingdom are among Germany's top trading partners, solidifying the country's relationship with one another. Imports, exports, and military alliances have been a driving force for these countries since World War II. Imports are on the other side of the trading equation. Imports to Germany from the Netherlands, China, Poland, Belgium, and Italy represent more than $1.9 trillion in goods and services. With Germany sending out so much technology and manufactured goods, they must import oil and gas, small machinery, and food and agriculture items. With a fairly large percentage of laborers working in manufacturing, only about 1% of Germans work in agriculture. This is an example of specialization. Countries spend years studying what goods they can produce efficiently and what items they can import from other countries to balance the economic equation. German cars and machinery have a solid reputation for being well-built and dependable. Because Germany produces so many manufactured goods for export, it must import food and other agriculture products to meet the needs of its people. In 2023, Germany exported goods worth more than $171 billion to the United States, and the U.S. exported goods to Germany that totaled more than $72 billion. In 2023, German investment in the United States was worth more than $472 billion, while U.S. investment in Germany was worth more than $193 billion. Standard of living. Although there is no real price tag on happiness, money has become necessary to achieve a higher standard of living. Many things we take for granted as a part of life were once thought of as only luxuries. Televisions, cell phones, air conditioning, and modern plumbing were once reserved for only the richer members of society. Achieving this ever-changing standard of normal in our lifestyle choices requires a higher income level, which requires continuing with education and acquiring the necessary tools for earning high wages. Most adults in Germany work outside the home, and there is a high standard of living. Germany is also like many other first world countries. Education and literacy have a large impact on the types of jobs citizens have. High-paying jobs require a secondary education or additional schooling after high school. More than 95% of the German people work in service industries and manufacturing careers. Therefore, additional education is necessary to keep informed of the changes in technology and to compete for the best-paying jobs. When business owners invest in human capital and help their workers continue training in the workplace, German workers can continue to be successful. Germans tend to save more and borrow less than American workers. The average German saves about 10% of income and has little or no debt. Their good economy has kept unemployment low. Their welfare state government pays for most people's university education and medical expenses. Germans typically work fewer hours than workers in other countries. The average is 35 hours per week, with an average of 34 days off per year. Currency. Germany has experienced many changes to its economy and currency since the end of World War I. From the reparations payments demanded by the Treaty of Versailles, to the worldwide depression of the 1930s, to the devaluation of its currency, the German Deutschmark, and then World War II, the German economy was hit hard. At the time of the reunification of Germany, however, the mark was very strong and highly valued as a stable and safe currency. The mark was in place until the introduction of the euro in 1999. Currently, there are 19 countries using the euro as currency. They are known as the Eurozone countries. With this common currency, purchases are more easily and cheaply made across borders. This promotes trade and encourages people to travel and shop in other countries.